views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Hi there. You are listening to the Gimme the Joy Show with me, Lynn Horde. Tune in every second and fourth Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio, where I share very practical, grounded, and not to mention fun ways to reconnect with joy in your life, your work, and your relationships. What does Gimme the Joy make you feel? Do you believe you're meant to live with more joy, but you're just not sure how to go about it? I can help. I'm Lynn Horde, the Joy Coach, founder of Joy School and the Joy at Work programs. Join me as I take you on a journey to peel back the layers so you can take back your joy. Hello, hello, and welcome back for another episode of Gimme the Joy Radio. I'm Lynn Horde, the Joy Coach, and excited to be here with you again today. Before we get started, I just wanted to let you know that today we're going to be talking about some of the top four ways that you can be blocking joy, and often you don't realize it. So we'll be talking about some subconscious and conscious ways that we tend to do that, and the ones that I've seen the most in my work. Now, it's a really interesting topic. And so if, as we're going along and you're listening in live and you've got a question for me, I would absolutely love to hear it. So what you can do is go to the website, transformationtalkradio.com, and on the right-hand side of the homepage, there is a box where you can type in your question if you want to send that through, and Carter will share that with me, my producer, or there's also a phone number if you want to call in and have a chat with me. So I always love hearing from you, and I'd love to answer any questions you have. So please go ahead and do that. So as I said, today we are here to talk about the top four ways that you tend to, or I can find that people tend to, block their joy. So in this first part today, what I really want to kind of talk into with you is misconceptions about how joy works. So we're talking a lot about the mindset stuff. So as we go along in today's show, I'm going to be sharing some ways that we block joy with our mind, that we can block joy emotionally, and how we can block joy physically. So I'll be getting into those a little bit later, but first of all, I want to start with the mind, because that's often where a lot of us can relate the most. We can see it. So when I share it with you, you'll probably go, oh yeah, I can tend to do that. So let's talk about some of those mindsets that we need to shift in order to be able to allow in more joy. Now, if you've been listening into the show so far, you may have heard me mention some of these before, but I find that, you know, just like you, I need to hear these regularly. So it doesn't hurt to kind of remind or hear them again. So I'm gonna talk about some you may have heard of and some heard me talk about before, and of course some may be new. So let's dive in. So the first one that I've touched on is that concept that, you know, joy really is an inside job. It's not something that we can find on the outside. It's something that we need to be cultivating on the inside. So it's a really interesting thing. I was actually writing, it's fascinating. I was writing a blog today and I got really stuck because this is the topic that I was talking about. And I was sharing an experience in my life where I was having a lot more joy, but what I really recognized was I was not willing to allow myself to be more joyful because I wanted my outside world to reflect something before I allowed myself to feel it on the inside. So I was really going about it the wrong way. I was like, okay, so if I have, you know, if I have my own house and then I have, a partner in my life to share my life with, and, you know, I had a little bit of a list and I was like, right, when I have those things, I will allow myself to be joyful and happy. And now, of course, I know that's crazy because it's not the way it works. But at the time, I actually would not allow myself. I'm like, nope, can't be that until I've got that. So it was a really interesting flip. But the reality is, although my life has changed in many ways, there's still quite a few things that I would love to be different in my life. But because I have allowed myself to be where I am and accept that actually I can feel joyful no matter what my life looks like, that's what has allowed me to experience it. So it'd be interesting just to, you know, talking about that now, have a think about, like, consider for yourself. Where in life actually is there joy to be found? And one of the things I always talk about is there is always joy to be found somewhere. Where in your life is there joy to be found, but you might be blocking it because you're like, well, it doesn't look the way I want it to. So that could be in your relationship. It could be, you know, a thing that you want. Like I said, like, you know, I would love to own my own home. You know, it's things like that. Just have a little play in your mind. Like, oh, okay. So if this area of my life, I actually, you know, would love to have more joy. The question is to think about, you know, am I blocking it because it currently doesn't look the way I want to? So that's one of the first misconceptions we have around, you know, joy is an inside job, not an outside one. And there are two ways that we can get in the way of ourselves allowing more joy for that one. And one is the story that I just said. So that's me going, I'm not going to allow myself to feel joy because my life doesn't look the way I want it to. And then the other one is waiting and expecting, you know, you're expecting something when something does happen. Like, you might know that you're going to be getting a new job, for instance. You might know that, you know, you're in a relationship, like everything's going to be fine now, and kind of expecting those things to then give you the joy. So there are those two sides to it there. So it's just remembering. So the outside world all by itself doesn't give us joy. It's whether we're allowing ourselves to experience and feel joy no matter what is going on. And I will just talk about that a little bit more, because this has been a real mind bender for me personally. I have a mentor in Australia, and I'll speak about her a little bit later. Her name's Lynette Arcady, and I would often have conversations with her, and I'd be like, I just don't quite get how my life cannot be how I want it to be, but I can still experience joy. And as someone obviously who shares about joy, you know, I had to get to that point so that I can now sit here and, you know, share with you guys that it is 100% possible. And, you know, my mind for the longest time just really, really railed against the concept. And maybe you've had that experience too. You're like, well, but my life doesn't look the way I want it to. So how is it possible that I can be joyful and happy a lot? And, or maybe you're listening to me and you're like, oh, well, that's quite easy, Lynn, but I certainly didn't. I had to really get my mind around that idea. And eventually, to be honest, I did not get my mind around it. I started to actually just feel the feelings, and it almost snuck up on me. So one day I remember, you know, just going about my life, and all of a sudden I was like, oh my goodness, I actually feel a lot of joy. And like, I would have moments of happiness, like they would just surprise me out of the blue. And then I'd be like, wow, it's really true. My life, you know, isn't the picture postcard that you know, it's not, I don't have everything that I would ever want, but I actually have tremendous amounts of joy and happiness. So if you're someone who is stuck on that concept, like, how can I feel happiness and joy right now in my experience, like, remember that. So it's you need to let go in your mind, really. That's the only way I can describe it. I'm hoping that one day I'll be able to make it a bit more pinpointed for you. But it's almost like you need to let go of it in your mind and focus in on the feeling. So that's what it's about. Joy is an inside job, not an outside job. So focus on what is making me feel that joy on the inside, and it doesn't matter what the outside looks like. So that's one of the misconceptions that can get in the way of joy flowing. And as you can see, it's been a big one for me. So another one that I've shared that's really worth remembering is that joy really is something you cultivate every day. There is no jackpot. You know, there is no magic bullet where you'll do a thing or you'll have an experience and the next day you will feel over the moon and experience extraordinary amounts of joy and happiness. It is in my experience and with everybody I've worked with, I've not met anyone who's had that jackpot experience. Again, I'm willing to be wrong. So if you know someone who does, please be in touch. But in my experience, joy is something you absolutely cultivate on a day-to-day basis. And I think I've shared a little bit before around cultivating joyful habits. So that's actually how you get you get to build that thing. It's like putting deposits in the bank. That's the best way I like to describe it. It's like just daily deposits, and that the sum becomes more than the parts itself. The other realization is that you can learn to be joyful. You can actually learn to be joyful. And that's one of the things I love about what I do, is that, you know, I can share lots of tools and techniques. And as we go along on this radio journey together, I'll keep sharing those different things with you. But you have far more control over how much joy you experience than you realize. It is elusive. You know, joy can feel like a really elusive thing, but there is so much that you can do to actually bring it into your life more. So that's the other misconception we have. There are things you can absolutely do every single day to make sure that you experience more joy. And then the other thing, which it does make me laugh a little bit, because when you think about it, it is kind of crazy, is that we have this misconception that when we're striving for happiness and joy, that the aim ultimately is for us to feel that way all the time. Now, that's not really possible. You know, and you're a logical being, I know you are, think, you know, you're listening in, you're a logical, probably also intuitive being. And if you think about it, like, the being human is relative. It has its ups, it has its downs, and there really isn't a possibility for us to feel happy all of the time. But that's absolutely okay. That's us being human. That's actually how we roll. And it's about you know, highs and lows and evening out those peaks. So it's just remembering, let yourself off the hook. It's not possible to be happy all the time. And what we're trying to do is ride the waves of the joys and the lower moments. So they're just a couple of the misconceptions, the mind things that can get in the way. So we're going to take a break. We're going to take a break shortly. And when we come back, I'm going to talk about some of the ways that we can emotionally and physically block how we allow more joy to flow into our lives. So we'll be back in a minute.
High frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit sourcelightintegrations.com.
Do you believe you are meant to live with more joy, but you're just not sure how to get it? What does the phrase, "give me the joy," make you feel? Join me, Lynn Horde, every second and fourth Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, on the Give Me the Joy show, as I take you on a journey to peel back the layers so you can take back your joy. To find out more about my work as the Joy Coach, including my popular programs, Joy School and Joy at Work, visit lynnhorde.com.
Are you ready to make deep, lasting, transformative changes? Then tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio for Susanna Jameson's hit show, Love, Light, Sound Radio. During her show, Susanna inspires and supports spiritually and health-conscious individuals all over the world to reconnect with their heart, their inner peace, and balance. Love, Light, Sound Radio. Transformation happens here now. For more information, visit SusannaJameson.com.
Are you looking to grow spiritually, expand your consciousness, increase psychic abilities? Well, there's a free app for that. Pure Light offers audios that transmit high spiritual frequencies to help you awaken to your full potential. Hundreds of audios created by some of the world's top energy healers and many are free. Enjoy the latest in conscious technology and download Pure Light today. To find out more, visit purelightaudio.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Let It Go Radio. The future awaits you. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Barbara Scheidegger explores the way to clarity, peace, and how to live a successful life on your terms by turning negative experiences into positive ones. Barbara's curiosity about the human experience drives her both personally and professionally. As a life coach, author, and renowned clinical hypnotherapist, Barbara knows how to move forward in a natural, organic way without side effects. If you want to grow, be sure to tune in to Let It Go Radio. To learn more, visit letitgohypnosis.com.
Welcome back to Give Me the Joy. So today we are talking about four of the main ways that we can block our own joy coming in, more joy flowing into our life, both consciously and unconsciously. So before the break, I talked about some of the mind stuff. So some of the mindsets that can get in the way of us experiencing more joy. And now I want to talk to you about some of the ways physically that we actually can block our joy. And this is a real subconscious piece, this one. So this may be completely new to you, what I'm about to say. And before, so I learned about this a few years ago now. It was through reading an amazing book, which I tried to remember the title of in the break and completely it's gone out of my head. So hopefully it'll come back to me and I'll be able to share that with you. So this is all about, have you ever heard of an energetic set point? And if you haven't, no worries, I'll go on and explain about that. So we have set points kind of physically speaking. So you can have a set point around money, you can have a set point around love, you can have a set point around joy. And a set point is essentially how much of that energy you can handle within your body. So I've talked about before that, you know, everything is energy. Joy is an energy. And so each of us has a set point. You can think of it like a thermostat in your body. So if your thermostat is set at like 70 Fahrenheit, if you're in America, or say, you know, 27 Celsius, if that's the measurement you use. So you could say that, you know, that's where your set point is, your temperature gauge. So you can allow that much joy in your body. So, you know, if you're having a really good day, it can go up to that point. So if you experience more joy in your body than your set point, it actually becomes physically uncomfortable. You know, you might experience like just a physical unease. You might start to experience anxiety. You might start to find, your mind might start to find things to worry about, because your body essentially will go into defensive mode. And now it might sound really strange, and I will do my best to come to you with that book title, because he explains it much better than I do. But it really is. So it's like a temperature gauge in your body. So say my joy set point, and this is all kind of created from our childhood. So what we see on the outside, what we become accustomed to in our experience, becomes this set point, or this kind of thermometer reading. When we experience more than we can handle, our body goes, oh, this doesn't feel right. This isn't what I'm accustomed to. And it will do what it can to then bring your temperature gauge back down. So this is why you might be right now experiencing joy at a certain level. So say you, you know, you might experience, you know, joy maybe once a day, and there's no real measurement, but wherever you feel like you're at right now and how much joy you're experiencing in your life, have a think back and actually wonder, Has it always been this way? You know, have there been periods when I've experienced more joy, or have there been periods when I've experienced less joy? So see if you can take a gauge of, is this kind of normal for me? And if you're like, if you have that light bulb moment and you're like, actually, yes, this is pretty normal. It has been for quite some time. That could be because you are at an energetic set point, and what you need to do is raise your capacity for how much joy you can experience. Now, this is really interesting. So how do we do that? How do we raise our energetic set point? And one of the ways that we can do that is by actually just sitting with the joy as much as you can. So if you're having a really great day, or, you know, you've followed, so back in episode one, we talked about lots of the ways you can get in touch with joy straight away, like simple pleasures, you know, putting some mini adventures in your diary, spending time with people you love. So there's lots of different ways, easy ways that you can access your joy. And then when you're in that moment of experiencing the joy, it's really focusing on the energy in your body and trying to contain it there, maintain that experience in your body for as long as you can, because it's just like anything else. So I mean, it's like if you were going to do speaking, for instance, and, you know, when you first start going speaking, it's really uncomfortable. You know, it's really uncomfortable for a lot of people. I'm not sure why I chose that particular one in relation to joy, but anyway, I'm sure it's one that many people can recognize. So if you're, you know, starting out as a speaker doing new speaking, it'll be super uncomfortable for you, okay? But as you go along, you become more and more accustomed. It becomes more comfortable for you, and eventually, you know, it might, you know, if you become like a professional speaker, you might become really relaxed about it. So it's the same with more joy. So if you're expanding, if you're gently expanding yourself, the more you expand, it will be uncomfortable, but then you actually becomes much more natural for you to have more joy. So that might be a new one for you. So that's one of the ways physically that we can block joy. And as I say, it is usually completely subconscious. I didn't even know until a couple of years ago there was a thing called, you know, an internal set point, that temperature gauge. And so what I've done is, you know, throughout, and it's just simple steps, as I always talk about, you know, find more things to experience daily joy with. When you actually experience the emotion, make sure that you're really focusing and being present to the emotion in your body. You know, one of the things I often suggest is, you know, if you've got a moment, really kind of breathe into the emotion in your body and imagine yourself spreading it. So it's like if you're feeling the emotion in your heart, for instance, you know, imagine it a bit like a bubble or kind of feel into, you know, does it have a shape or a form? And as you breathe into it, see it expand throughout your entire body. And that's a really simple technique that I often suggest you can do to expand your ability to contain more of that joy in your body. So that one might sound a little strange. But again, joy is like an energy. And so what we can do is learn to contain more of it in our body. So, you know, we're like a vessel. And if you're half filled up with sand, as an example, and you can only contain half of your vessel can contain joy, we need to let out some of the sand so that we can allow more of that joy into the space that is your physical body. So that's a kind of physical energetic set point where we can block ourselves from joy. But I've just given you a little simple technique there that can really help you to expand your capacity for joy, is kind of how I talk about it. And one of the other ways that we can block ourselves is by the emotional reaction we have to joy. It's quite funny. And I say funny because actually the irony of it, we're wanting to experience joy, but sometimes we have to learn to let go of the responses that we have to it first. So as some examples, you know, when we experience joy, one of the things that can come up for us that can get in the way is that we don't actually feel like we deserve joy. This is a really big one, actually, and it's something that I've had to deal with myself, and, you know, a lot of the clients that I work with, this is the issue that underlies a lot of the challenges, you know, they have around allowing more joy into their life, is that we're not 100% sure we deserve joy. And this often is tied into that idea that we have to do something or be someone or be a certain way in order to receive joy as a reward. So that's back to a mindset piece as well. So, but when we believe that we need to do something in order to receive something, And the truth is we never do with joy. Joy is just an innate birthright for us. We are meant to experience joy. It can be really uncomfortable for us. We're like, well, but I didn't do anything for that. So, you know, why do I get to experience joy? And something that can go along with that is, well, then you feel guilty. It really is quite an interesting little kind of cycle that we can go through in our brain. So we'll experience joy and then we feel a little bit awkward because we're like, well, I didn't do anything to deserve this. And then you can look at people around you and you go, well, why am I experiencing joy and they're not? And then we can feel guilty about it. So it's just something when you're going throughout your day and you're experiencing, you know, joy, whether it's, you know, in the moment or kind of overall, just really have a consideration for that. So if you're feeling guilty, as an example, I want you to remember that there is no reason at all for you to feel guilty. The more each one of us works on experiencing joy, lighting that spark of joy within ourselves, the better it is, not just for us, but for our families and honestly for the world. Your joy can rub off on somebody else. Your joy can inspire somebody else to look for their own joy in their lives. So it really is a gift if you can continue to just raise and warm up that spark in your own life and keep it alight. And the undeserving piece, I totally get where that comes from again, because I myself have experienced that one a lot. And it's really, so this is a big subconscious piece and it can just pop up and you won't necessarily be able to make logical sense of it. But, you know, if you're listening to this, I want you to know that you deeply and innately deserve joy because you were born, you are human, you are a divine light and you deserve to experience it. So what that means is, when you do have that feeling of undeservingness, I'm not sure that's a word, but if you're having that sense of, oh, I'm not sure I deserve this, I want you to try and remember that you get to experience that just for being and see if you can allow it. So that's the piece in there is, can you allow yourself? So it's back to one of the first things I said at the beginning of today. Can you allow yourself to experience that joy? So that's really the piece in there, because when joy in and of itself is an easy, simple, and fun thing to allow. And what we're talking about today is all the ways that we as humans block that joy because of the misconceptions that we have. So this little piece here has been around, you know, some of the physical ways. So we talked about the energetic set point and also some of the emotional responses that we can have. So when we come back, we're going to go to a break in a second. When we're going to come back, I'm going to talk about a really big piece that was just blew my mind. So I'm not going to give it away. A little, really big piece that can get in the way of our allowing our own joy to flow. So I'll be back in a second to talk about that.
Learn how to be you in today's world on New Soul Radio. Follow host Ruby Betty each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she introduces new rules for new souls in these new times. As a powerful spiritual thought leader, modern mystic, and clairsentient, Ruby Betty is propelled toward a single goal: to awaken human beings to their fullest potential. For more information on Ruby and her work, visit rubybetty.co.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on Earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Hello, hello again. Welcome back to the Gimme the Joy Show with me, Lynn Horde. Now, don't forget, if you want to call in with any questions about today's show, we're talking about the top four ways that we can block our own joy. If you've got any questions at all that you want to ask me, please do go to transformationtalkradio.com. On the homepage, there is a box on the right-hand side. We would love to hear any questions you might have about this particular topic. So now we're going to be talking about a really big thing that is, again, something that might be something new for you today. We're going to be talking about, in this particular section, trapped emotions. So if you're listening into this, I'll ask you the question, how do you feel about sitting with your emotions? How do you feel about expressing your emotions? You know, how do you relate to your emotions? How do you feel like your emotional intelligence is? As a, you know, kind of as a culture, we certainly are not necessarily taught how to work with our emotions, and I'm sure you'd agree with that. You know, growing up, I didn't necessarily know how to deal with my emotions. I tended to, you know, kind of hide them or, you know, bury them away or ignore my emotions, you know, as much as I could, or the ones I felt weren't acceptable emotions to express, you know. So that could have been things like sadness or anger, potentially grief or frustration, you know. So everybody's upbringing is different, of course, you know, everybody's culture is different. So, you know, that might differ depending on where you are. But as a general kind of cross the board, cultural norm, it is quite normal for us to not necessarily be taught how to express our emotions in a healthy way. So what can happen with that is, as we go along in life, if we are not acknowledging and expressing the emotions that we're feeling, they can actually get stuck in our body. They can, and this was, again, you know, this is something that I have learned along my journey, and my current mentor, Lynette Arcady, who is an energy mentor in Australia. This is one of the things that I just blew my mind when I first encountered this through her work, was recognizing that, you know, there's a lot of emotion that gets stuck in the different chakras in our body. And, you know, she explained this to me really well, and it was like a light bulb went off in my head, because if we're talking about joy, which mainly resides in the heart, doesn't mean you can't experience it elsewhere, but often comes through the heart center. In the heart center also resides sadness and grief. You know, a lot of people talk about, you know, one side is joy and one side is sadness. So particularly in my early part of my journey with trying to get in touch with more joy, was I actually would find that I would be experiencing more sadness. And Lynette helped me understand like what was going on there. It's because I'm trying to access the joy in my heart, which means I also need to be accessing and releasing the sadness that could be built up in there. So, of course, that doesn't mean I don't experience sadness. It just means that if there was a lot of sadness and grief I had not expressed, it was kind of stuck in my heart. And so I had to release it in order to allow more joy to flow. So this was a really, as a trained coach, I trained as a coach over a decade ago now. And so obviously coaching at its core is, working with the mind. And one of the things that I was really aware of was that, I could do mindset work and I would do mindset work with myself and clients. But what would happen was that this, you might shift a habit or a behavior or a thinking pattern for a short time, but then it would come back again. And I started to notice this and was like, well, there's something I'm missing here. What is not happening? And it was eventually when I talked to a friend of mine who was an EFT practitioner, emotional freedom technique, or tapping is also the shorthand version for that. And she obviously works a great deal with emotions. And we were talking about this and I realized that was the connection. So when you have trapped emotions, those emotions can keep your thought patterns stuck. So this is not necessarily my expertise, but it's just really something to be aware of that you might need to go and find help to release emotion if you want to be allowing more joy to come through. Because as I say, joy normally resides in the heart, in my experience, and that's kind of where it flows through. But so do other emotions that if they're stuck, they can get in the way. So one of the ways, so you can definitely find a professional to help you, with that releasing of the emotion. And something else just a really simple thing that you can do is to be really more present to your feelings. So if you're not someone who is necessarily, kind of working with emotions is something that's new to you, the very first thing you can do is just start to acknowledge, like, what emotion am I feeling today? So it's the place I start with most of my coaching clients. We'll start the session and I'll say to them, okay, so what are you experiencing today and what has been the predominant emotion you've been experiencing since we last spoke? Because developing that emotional awareness is really important as part of the journey, a part of allowing all of your emotions, which is, if we're allowing joy, we need to be allowing all of our emotions. So that's something else to be aware of. And that kind of ties back into the thing I said at the beginning. We can't be happy all the time. We can't feel joy all the time. So it's a practice of acknowledging and allowing whatever emotion is kind of with us right now. So, the simple way is to just be present to your feelings, acknowledge how you are feeling, even if it's just to yourself. Are you feeling disappointed today? Are you feeling frustrated right now? Do you wake up and go, well, actually, there's a heaviness on my heart today. I don't know what it is, but, it's there. Or maybe it is actually acknowledging and allowing those happy moments and going, oh, man, I just feel so much love for my partner or even my puppy dog or my kids or, whatever it is in your life that brings love to your heart. But it's about allowing all of the emotions, and part of the process there is actually recognizing, first of all, what we are experiencing. So, and as I said, I didn't even know how the trapped emotions kind of got in the way until my mentor, Lynette, really explained that to me. And so I went on a process of learning what were the trapped emotions in my body? How do I safely release them in a healthy way that actually helps them move through my body so there is more space? And one of the things this ties into beautifully is when I talked about earlier, the energetic set point. So, if you think about your body as a vessel, and I use the sand as an example, but if you imagine that half of your beautiful vessel is filled with stuck emotions, they are taking up that space that you could allow more positive emotion into if you were able to release them. And there are many reasons why we don't necessarily work with our emotions. It can be really scary because we don't know necessarily how to work with an emotion, how to release it safely. We're afraid of the power of some of our emotions. That was certainly my experience. I remember when I was a teenager. So if you had said to me, are you an angry person? I would have said, no, I'm not in the slightest. And I remember an experience when I was a teenager and I was having a set to with my mum, as you do when you're a teenage girl, every now and then. And I can remember that there was a moment when I actually allowed, the anger to flow through my body. And it was, and if anybody listening has experienced, you know, a real surge of anger, like it is so powerful, right? Like, I mean, it's like, wow, you feel completely juiced up and like you could probably take on the world. But for, you know, as a teenage girl, that was scary as hell. I was like, oh no, this is way too much for me. So in that moment, obviously I had this, you know, I was feeling flush with anger, but I pretty much did not allow myself to feel anger ever, you know, for years and years and years and years again, because I was afraid of the emotion. I thought if I allow this emotion, I will explode and I will say something or I will do something that I'm going to regret or that is going to hurt somebody else. And that is a misconception we have about anger. You know, there are safe and healthy ways to release your emotion. And so it's definitely worth exploring, you know. So if this is touching a chord with you, there are many different ways that you can release it, and there are obviously lots of lots of resources out there. There are professionals, you know. I often recommend just ways of just really gently, like, you know, if you're sad, you know, actually allow yourself a moment to have a cry. If you are feeling anger, you know, just safely do it. You can scream into a pillow. You know, you can punch a pillow, but be really careful. You know, I don't want you to hurt yourself, you know, but this is all obviously doing it in a safe environment where you feel safe. There are many ways to healthily express and release your emotions. So I would highly encourage you as part of your journey to really be curious, you know. So I'm a big fan of curiosity, because that's like you're being an adventurer. You know, it brings that sense of exploration, that's the word I'm looking for, a sense of exploration into these things that can sometimes feel a bit heavy. So I do want to acknowledge that. You know, I know you're like, oh, you know, maybe I do want more joy, but do I want to actually delve into these emotions in order to experience that? And what I can tell you is that you will experience more joy if you are able to release any trapped emotion that you have, but B, the rewards are even bigger than that. The sense of peace you feel, the greater self-awareness that you will have. You know, it's like coming home to yourself when you release to these emotions. It's just amazing how much you really land into your own body. And it's just such a freedom, because you are no longer controlled by those emotions that you don't even realize are there. You are able to express them freely yourself. So highly, highly recommend, if you have the opportunity, if you have the desire, and, you know, to find a way, you know, to, as I said, to find a professional who can help. I highly recommend EFT as a place to start, emotional freedom technique. I've just said a couple of really safe ways that I do it myself personally at home, and I learned those from my energy mentor, Lynette. And they have worked really well for me to just gradually learn how to release those emotions. So it is worth knowing that. So, you know, because how to allow more joy into our lives, you know, there are lots of ways that we can block it. And this might be a subconscious way that you're doing it. It could be conscious, but, you know, you might realize that you have trapped emotions. It was something I had no idea about until just a few years ago. So definitely something worth thinking about and looking into if that's resonating with you. So we're going to go for a quick break, and when we come back, I'm going to talk about another really big one that gets in the way, and that is our fear of joy. So I'll be back in a minute.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher Sarah Luce brings her unique style to the hit show Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Choose the New Earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Tune in to People Like Us Radio with Megan Lyons, transcending the trauma of the human experience. Megan will be raising the universal consciousness by empowering listeners with their own inner strength, working past trauma and abuse. Megan will show you how to find true healing and inner peace through the art and practice of self-love. Tune in every first and third Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. For more information about Megan and her work, visit EnterTheLightLLC.com.
Welcome back to Give Me the Joy. Today we're talking about the top four ways that you can block joy without even realizing it. And the last one here is a doozy. So it is a fear of joy. Isn't that crazy? I saw Brené Brown talking to Oprah Winfrey. It was a clip on YouTube. I saw it the other day. And she talked about joy as a deeply frightening emotion. And she mentioned that in her work, she's a lady who works a lot with people in business leaders around vulnerability and you know, leading through being real and vulnerable and you know, learning from each other. And one of the things that she said was, you know, joy is an innately frightening emotion. So why would that be? Why would we be afraid of joy in some way? So in my experience, as we talked about earlier, joy can be elusive. And in some ways, I think joy is like love in this way. So we want joy, okay? You wouldn't be listening to this if you didn't want more joy in a big way. But what we can be afraid of is that that joy will come and it will go away again. We will get it and then we will lose it. It's a bit like, you know, love. We're afraid to open ourselves to love sometimes because we're afraid that we will have that fullness and that opening and that love, and then it will be taken away and then there will be pain. And it's similar with joy. We're afraid that we're going to have that joy in our life and then someone's or something will happen and it will go away. And then we will experience the loss of not having that joy anymore. So when Brené Brown was talking about it, she said that one of the things that she recommends is just being grateful. And so in those moments when you're experiencing the fear, it's just being grateful for the thing that's in front of you, grateful, you know, just basically I'm grateful for this, I'm grateful for that, you know, and gratitude is a hugely wonderful tool. I attribute gratitude as one of the major things that has helped me get to where I am right now. I've talked about, you know, at the beginning I talked about mindset. Now, if we want to retrain our brain away from looking at the problem to looking for, you know, what's good in our life, then gratitude is one of the best ways that you can possibly do that. But I think about this as just like a little bit further. So gratitude, yes, absolutely a tool I highly recommend. And if you don't already have your own gratitude practice, I really, you know, encourage you to get started today. And so before you go to bed tonight, start having a mental list or write it down in a journal or on a notepad, you know, maybe top five things that you are grateful for that day. And as I said, what that does is retrain your brain to look for the good things in your life rather than necessarily focus on the negative things. A friend of mine in America, I visited her recently, and it was a beautiful thing. She's been doing that with her son ever since he was old enough, you know, to be able to have a think about that. So they do their prayers, and then she's like, you know, what are the things that you're grateful for today? So it's a wonderful way of, you know, training a child's brain from the get-go to look for those positive things in life. And that really gives you an incredible an incredible advantage, because you already have those neural pathways in your brain when you learn to be grateful from early in life. So if you're a parent listening, I highly recommend doing that with your child. So back to this fear of joy. So one of the ways I think about this is to realize and to accept that joy will come and go. By its nature, joy will always come and go. It will ebb and flow like the tide. The more you do this work with allowing more of it into your life, the bigger the tides will become, and the shorter the receding times will be. And, you know, that has really been what it's been like for me as I've gone along on this journey. So I still have dark times. I still have sad times. I still have times when I'm feeling all this emotion. I don't even know where it's come from necessarily. But what I've done is relax into the knowledge that this will pass. So the downtimes, they will pass, and I will again feel joyful. And I know that the joyful periods will end, and I will experience, you know, the times when joy is not around as much. And that has allowed me to really be much more present to when joy is here with me at this time. And that acceptance that is the nature of joy, that it does come, it does go, it does come again, you know, the acceptance of that nature of it allows you to soften. You know, so when you're worried that it's going to go, when you have that fear, when you are worried that it's going to go again, it creates a tension in you. And it means that some of your focus is on that fear of it going away rather than being fully present to the fact it is here right now. So, and that actual act of relaxing and allowing for more joy to flow will help it stay around. So that we talked about that set point earlier. So this acceptance that it will come and go is one of the ways that you can expand your capacity for more joy as well. So when it comes, acknowledge it's there. So like, oh, yes, I'm feeling joy. Fantastic. If you need to, you can mentally go, I know you're here right now and I know that this will pass. I know that you will go away again. And what that does is just allow you to relax. And the other piece in here is learning to trust. And this will come from experience. And you may already trust, but if you're someone who's like, oh, I'm not sure it will come back, and I've been there, so I know that can be what you might be feeling, is to know from somebody who has also been in that place, who just didn't even know that joy would ever be a possibility, which was how I felt when I was younger, is to know that, you know, if you just keep doing those simple things on a day-to-day basis, I can promise you that it will come and it will go. You will experience it. You will experience the tide. So all you need to do is just keep, you know, allowing it while it's here and trusting that it will come back again. And now if you have been listening to today, and I've covered a lot of kind of really big topics here around how we can block our own joy. So if you do have any questions around this, or if you've got something you'd like me to talk about more deeply, feel free to send me a message through the transformationtalkradio.com website. You can also send me a message directly at hello@lynhord.com. I really would love to hear your thoughts or any questions that you might have about today's topic. So I really want to say thank you for joining me again. It's a pleasure to be sharing this knowledge and these ideas with you about joy. I really hope that they are you're finding them useful. And if you'd love to tune in again with me, I'm here every second and fourth Thursday of the month at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, and 5 p.m. UK time. So wherever you are in the world, I hope you're enjoying the day where you are, and I look forward to connecting with you again next time. See you again soon. Thank you so much for listening to the Gimme the Joy Show, which airs every second and fourth Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, on Transformation Talk Radio. In this hit show, I share very practical, very grounded, and not to mention fun ways to reconnect with joy in your life, work, and relationships. As a certified coach and facilitator, I support individuals and businesses to harness the power of joy to create positive, lasting change in all areas. For more information or to listen to the show, visit lynhord.com.